This epic iPhone hack is like Watch Dogs, but in real life. TrickBot can now brick devices, and attackers are targeting COVID-19 vaccine distribution firms. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morse, and this is ThreatWire for December 8th, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. First, a couple of quick FYIs. You can now get 15% off anything in my Teespring store, including ThreatWire gear, until December 10th with the coupon code TURKEY. That includes hoodies, t-shirts, including women's cuts, stickers like this awesome one. It's a little die-cut vinyl ThreatWire sticker, super cute. And I also have mugs in there, all sorts of stuff. I am also sending out Christmas cards this year to Patreon patrons. Go over to patreon.com/threatwire, choose one of the perk levels that includes the signed Christmas card, and you will get one mailed to you. That does include the discounted annual memberships and international addresses as well. So sign up before December 10th to qualify. Current patrons, all you have to do is make sure your address is updated so that you actually get your card. They will start shipping on December 11th and throughout the week after that. And now, on to the news. Now, this is such a cool exploit. I really wanted to share it. Google Project Zero security researcher named Ian Beer discovered a vulnerability in iPhones, which could allow an attacker within range to restart and take control of certain iOS devices, including things like stealing photos from the phone, reading emails or messages, and using the microphone and the camera. The attacker would need to be within wireless range in order to interact with the device, but they would never need to actually touch it. Now, Apple has since patched the issue. So how does this happen? Well, newer Apple iOS devices use a proprietary protocol, which is called Apple Wireless Direct Link, AWDL for short, which allows for Apple devices to use things like AirDrop and Sidecar. While some users do choose to disable features like AirDrop, Beer found a way to make AWDL turn on even if it was left disabled. According to Beer's blog post that goes really into deep detail about the exploit, he was able to use one memory corruption vulnerability to compromise an iPhone 11 Pro. This allowed him to defeat mitigations that are already in place so he could remotely gain native code execution and kernel memory read and write, or TLDR, take over the phone. This sounds very much like Watch Dogs, but very much in real life. You've seen those things happen in the video game, and apparently you can do them now in RL. So the buffer overflow happens in the C++ code in the kernel parsing untrusted data, exposing the phone to an attacker via radio. Since AWDL parses Wi-Fi packets, the whole attack can happen over wireless. In a video, Beer shows that the iPhone is in one room while the remote attacker, him in this case, is in another room with a laptop and some inexpensive Wi-Fi adapters and a Raspberry Pi. He does not need to be on the same network to attack the iPhone. Beer set up an AirDrop Bluetooth LE brute force attack to try and force the target machine to enable AWDL. In this demo, the victim device has already randomly generated contacts, about 100 of them, and the attacker has to brute force a 2-byte hash of one of the contacts. Eventually, a collision is found and the target enables AWDL. Beer changes the adapter channel and begins the attack with heat groom, which is a technique used in exploits to facilitate arbitrary code execution. This allows the attacker to gain limited memory read primitive data types. Meanwhile, he builds full kernel memory read and write primitives. Now, he builds a fake kernel object to implant the code, injects the malicious code, then loads a second stage loader, at which point a fake signal injected into the target process will trigger execution of shellcode on that target. This allows him to escape the sandbox on the machine and access user data on the target. And as an example, in his example, he was able to steal a photo saved in the camera roll. By the end of the attack, the target device is still fully functional and it does not look hacked by any means to the user. The CVE used is CVE-2020-3843 in case you are interested. And in May, Apple did patch this problem in all affected devices, and there is no proof the exploit was ever used in the wild. TrickBot is back, and it's bigger than ever. TrickBot is a major botnet that both US Cyber Command and Microsoft tried to disable during the election season by disabling its IP addresses for the command and control servers. But since that time, the attack is seeing a rebound of sorts. It first started in 2016, and it was used as a banking Trojan, but that has since evolved to steal credentials, financial data, and spread ransomware like Conti and Ryuk. Now, TrickBot has been in steady use by attackers for the entire year, with a small dip after Microsoft disabled some of its servers, but it continues to grow in terms of versions. Now, researchers started seeing a newer version of TrickBot malware, now totaling 100 versions, right after the elections. This new version has tricky ways of hiding its own activity, and it is using Microsoft's Windows command prompt and the scripting language, which is built into the CMD, to easily find targets. Windows machines come with this built-in natively, so there is no additional third-party language which is needed in order to execute commands on these systems. Now, notably, TrickBot's newer versions also include the ability to find new firmware vulnerabilities on victim machines. The new functionality is dubbed Trick Boot, and it can allow an attacker to inject malicious code into the UEFI or UEFI and the BIOS, allowing for persistence on machines even after reboot. Now, since TrickBot can attack this crucial part of a machine technically, it could also erase it as well, thereby bricking a device. TrickBot has been used for reconnaissance, so attackers are known to be collecting data on potential victims based on vulnerabilities. This information could be sold to the highest bidder or collected for a future attack, since researchers have noted that its ability to read, write, and erase are all written into the code, telling us that recon is not the only motive for this piece of malware. Thank you so much to my supporters over at patreon.com/threatwire, including my Hush Puppy Perk level folks who send in these adorable fur baby photos every single week. I absolutely love them. Do not forget to check the Patreon page for information on those Christmas cards that I mentioned. I also wanted to say a big shout out to Jonathan S., Sean M., Linnea Lucy, Tobias D., Adam H., Jeff M., Dustin M., Sergi, Extra, and Bite Wolf, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. You are so awesome. I really appreciate it. As always, you can find all of the perks on the Patreon page. Thank you so much. You are what makes this show happen. Huge thank you to my patrons for choosing this top story. IBM Security Intelligence has reported that a global phishing campaign is currently being used to attack COVID-19 vaccine firms focusing on deployment of the vaccine. Now, vaccines need to be stored in temperature-controlled environments in order to keep them effective, and this allows them to be sent to remote destinations around the world. IBM believes that the attacks are tied to state-sponsored attackers, like a government, but they did not provide evidence for this claim. The attacks began in September, and they target six different organizations in Europe and Asia, all of which seem to be run by a supply chain program called Gavi, which is an international organization that handles vaccines. They are also targeting software, manufacturing, and energy sectors that have to do with distribution, of which IBM suspects is to steal login credentials and gain access to internal communications. Attackers are posing as an executive at a real company, which is called Hire Biomedical, to send phishing emails to other companies that have to do with distributions and cold chain vaccine transportation. IBM states this could be used to determine how different governments are intending to distribute the vaccine to vendors and who will be supplying it. Because of this, the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency urged organizations to guard their networks and their people against phishing and hacking attempts at every step of the supply chain. With that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I am Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet.